This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The United Nations has launched an appeal for more than $2 billion to help feed a record 20 million people in the Sahel, a semi-arid belt of African countries south of the Sahara Desert. Drought and conflicts in Mali, Nigeria, Sudan, and Central African Republic have displaced hundreds of thousands of people and caused serious food shortages in the savanna region. Nancy Lindborg, Assistant Administrator for the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, says her country will be raising its financial commitment to help meet the growing needs of people in the Sahel. She spoke to me following Monday's announcement at the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization here in Rome.
I announced today a new program called RISE, which is Resilience in the Sahel Enhanced, and it's a $150 million commitment for two of a five-year program that is really seeking to help families and communities be more able to withstand drought so that they have stronger livelihoods, that women are better able to take care of their families, that there's stronger nutrition and stronger systems. I also announced $85 million of emergency help to meet the 2 million people who have already slid into emergency levels. But, you know, we're looking at a region that has about 20 million vulnerable people. And if we act now and we don't wait until they're all into the crisis zone, we have a much better chance of helping families not slide into that misery and crisis that we know can happen, and help them stay on the pathway to a better future.
Now, you say it's two of a five-year program.
That's
so
right.
After 2 years, we're going to be looking to hear for another appeal or another decision on how much more money to contribute to this program?
We are very committed to the RISE program, which is all USAID funding. The way that our funding works with our Congress is that we are unable to do the full five-year commitment, but we're very much looking at 5 years of this program with specific goals of targeting about 2 million people, and we will be looking at how is their nutritional status improved, helping children under five escape from malnutrition and decreasing the poverty levels in specific zones in Niger and Burkina Faso. So we're really excited about taking a very focused, very integrated look at how to get ahead of what is otherwise a constant cycle of crisis.
You have spent many years in the area of aid and assistance to populations in emergency situations. How does this aid actually affect the life of a person, of a family?
So I'll tell you a very specific story when I was last in Burkina Faso, which was even as other communities around this one village were struggling with the lean season, which comes every year, and families often don't have enough to eat. I visited a family or a community that had been funded by USAID in partnership with Catholic Relief Services to help that a group of women become more resilient, and by helping them get land tenure so that they knew that land belonged to them, by small investments in water infrastructure so that they were able to irrigate their lands, and helping them look at other crops so that they could get a dry season crop to market. I met a group of four women who were supporting all of their children. They were all in school, and they were thriving even during this lean season. So what difference it makes is the difference between needing emergency handouts and having sort of the dignity and the opportunity to support yourself and your family, your children, and not slide into crisis on a regular basis.